Google Print Ads is yet another way. And I've been messing around with Google Print Ads. It's Google trying to take over the offline world. They basically connect you with newspapers all around the country. Gives you the circulation. So all that pain of having to contact different newspapers and things like that, Google makes it very easy. I was shockingly surprised when I saw how easy it was for me to get into an Atlanta newspaper without even talking to a sales rep or talking to anybody for that matter. I told Google the type of newspapers I was interested in, circulation numbers, entertainment sections. I can do 100 newspapers with the same effort because it lets you choose newspapers based on your search criteria. You add them to your queue and basically you submit a bid to those newspapers. You can't see it here, but there's generally this bar. And it starts with, you know, the recommended amount, and you can make this bar go all the way down here. Now, you'll get rejected. I've been rejected by it. They're basically telling you, boy, you ain't going to be in our newspaper for $10. But, you know, this one ended up being about $151, which they accepted me. So I'm sure it started like $200 or more. And this is for a little ad. These ads can get as high as $18,000. We are talking about newspaper here, print. But once they approve you, if they approve you, you submit your artwork, which Google even gives you a list of people to do it. I never talked to this guy either. I emailed him. I gave him my ad copy. He sent back a proof. I submit the print ad that they give me, PDF format, and Google has its specifications. I come here. I upload it to my newspaper. They respond, or I upload it to all 100 newspapers. See, everything is streamlined. Google knows what they're doing. They're taking over the world. And then they reply, and here's an example of my ad. Now, let me show you what's cool about it, because we can actually log in and see the ad in the paper, because you might be saying, well, you're not subscribed to all these papers. They actually give you the tear sheet for where and what page your ad appeared on. And this is what I saw on one particular Monday that got me 6 sales. And it was 6 sales at about $70 on average. So go figure, that's about $350 or something like that. And then I spent $150 for it. So, you know, I got 100% return. What if I did that to 100 papers? Well, that is the next step. Let me log in and show you. So I'm logged in, and you can see here that I submitted to 4 newspapers. One accepted. The other 3 thought I was crazy, I guess. So, you know, you keep trying. You get accepted to certain newspapers. But there's no set rate. See, sometimes they may be a little slow. Maybe they may be accepting everything they can get. Okay, we exchange 4 messages. It keeps up with your exchanges, so it's great for that. It keeps up with the date you did it. I can click on Atlanta Journal. And I can actually see, I can view my ad file and all that kind of stuff. I can see, you know, I went for one of those small ads. I'm just testing. I can go big and stuff like that. I can view my tear sheet. And this is in PDF format. You're about to see it live. And we'll just wait for that. So this is a way for us online people to get offline but streamline it. So here's a newspaper page I appeared. Now it's the TV Guide, entertainment, choir sings. You know, I want to be next to something musically. So it's a great, you know, a great page to be on. And right under the choir article, here I am. Now it's a small ad. Get your glasses. But I got a sizable amount of people to go to The Piano Secret. That's another thing. I'm not advertising here on Play.com because I want to track. How do you think I know how many sales I got? Because they went to The Piano Secret. The Secret's also kind of hot. You know, that was on Oprah. So I play off of that. The Piano Secret. It's a small ad. It cost me $150. Circulation, $350,000. You know, some people saw that. Some people didn't see my ad. But the ones that needed to act, that saw it, acted. And it's a streamlined process. I look forward to doing it. See, some people have seen that print ads tab and haven't even touched it. But I want to encourage you, through me showing you some of this stuff, that it's possible for you to get offline traffic for your businesses, your courses, and your community. So let's go to the next one. Google radio ads. Just as powerful. Same kind of setup. You can get somebody. You don't have to go to a real studio. They can do your ad for you. Generally, I'm finding ad work is costing about $300-$400, but an actor comes in and actually says it. Studio, you know, technician actually puts it under music. It sounds like a real radio ad. You solicit the radio stations just like the other one. But another thing they allow you to do is they allow call reporting, and this is for the print ads too. They give you a number to put in your ad, and that number transfers to your business phone number, and it keeps track of how many calls you get, and you can log in and add notes and things like that. So Google has it covered because they know how important tracking is to us. So when you take a monster like Google and put them in these offline spaces, finally they do for us that what we couldn't really do in the past. And some have figured out with extension numbers and coupon numbers and keys and stuff, as John Caples would talk about. But this is brilliant. You put in your number, 949-206-9591, and it gives you a number. So you don't put your number in the ad. You put Google's number, even a toll-free number if you want to. And all those calls are tracked. Go figure. So try Google Radio ads, something to consider. And that's just the offline world. Now, in your community space, when you add this Web 2.0 groups, and I know I've talked about groups in past weeks, but there's another benefit to attracting organizations to form online groups. So for me, it could be the Teachers Association or something. And yeah, some of these organizations will have their own sites, but their own sites will oftentimes be one Web 2.0, just information about us, our organization, our history, all that kind of stuff. But if you can get them to bring their members together, but through your community, tell them you can create a group. All your members can come to this group. You can have forums in your group. It's almost like your own little solution. Repackage yourself, reinvent yourself as a provider of interaction to organizations that already have members and things like that. Convey the benefits of them creating and managing a group here in a target passion arena. You know, some of them have created groups in MySpace or Google Groups and things like that. But, you know, convey the message and benefit of having a group in a piano website that's related. Member, your group members will enjoy the benefit of also being able to connect with people that are not a part of your group. And your group being present in my community can attract more members from my general pool to your group. So it's a win-win situation. So you can also consider having organizations depending on what niche you're in. Find the organizations, find the local groups, find the moms and pops that meet weekly, find the book clubs, you know, find the things that relate to your industry and get those organizations to build groups in your community. We already talked about Google Radio ads. I actually went the wrong direction. Incentive-based contests and giveaways. And I've talked a little bit about this in past weeks, but you can do like me and have 100,000 member drive. So it's like, okay, help us. I know one of my other clients, we play guitar. He's doing a 10,000 member drive because he just started, right? Well, I'm doing 100,000, and whoever's in the 100,000 spot, when we get 100,000 members, I mean, whoever's in the first place spot, they win $1,000. Okay. Now, not only do you have a contest, but then you make it easy for them to invite. And that's when I talk about address books and things like that. You can go to that site we talked about in week number 2 to get an address book, and you marry these two together. So now you have a contest, but now you give them an easy way to pass your site on. And it's a win-win situation. Another route you can take is every friend you invite gets you one virtual ticket in an online giveaway. What's hot? Is it an iPod? Is it a video iPod? Is it an iPhone? Is it a Nintendo Wii? Something that maybe is in scarce numbers that people just can't get. You know, those kind of items that people are waiting outside for a week. Go buy one. Find a way to snatch one up and give it away on your site. Tell them, you know, the more members you invite to hear and play or to our community, it'll give you one raffle ticket in our virtual raffle for everybody that you invite. Okay, so they invite 10 people, they have 10 tickets. They have 10 times more of the chance than one, right? Okay, so that's one strategy. Give away free products in exchange. This amount of member referral points gets you this particular product. Get paid to promote our site. You know, just sign up your members as affiliates or automatically make them affiliates when they join your community. A programmer can make this happen for you. Obviously, the points and ranks, we talked about this in prior weeks. And if you send an offline newsletter, somehow integrate your community with it. Like if you have a monthly offline newsletter, you can have top member spotlights. You can have, top community members of the week, things like that. So these are incentive-based contests and giveaways to grow your site. It'll, and this one will really just cause some of your offline clients to, get online in your community, which causes them to go through some of these contests. The more people you have to be exposed to these contests, the better. Create an insert you put in all products that are shipped out, like community member spotlights. We talked about that. And it can feature these contests as well. So moving people from the offline to the online. And lastly, giving away free email. Now, this is a very, very powerful strategy. We go through a company called everyone.net, and I've been using them for about 4 or 5 years now, and I use my own email religiously. This is the email I use with Nitty Gritty. I'm just now doing an Outlook thing again, Microsoft Outlook, but I've been using my own Hear and Play Mail for as long as I can remember. You won't see any old messages in my box if we logged in. Maybe I'll log in for you to give you the Nitty Gritty. But the idea is you give away email, and every time somebody sends an email, your advertisement is appended to the bottom of that email. So it's totally viral. They're not wanting to pass your site along necessarily, but they do it in the very nature of the activities they engage in, right? So if somebody's always using your email and your primary email, you're their primary email address, then go figure. How many emails are they sending a day? I probably send 30, 40 emails a day just in normal interaction with people that I don't think of. So think about those messages appended. Okay, they simply sign up at your site. There's how an inbox looks. Notice I have 13,000 messages. I have several mailboxes. I have almost a gigabyte of information in my jgriggs at hearandplay.com. I use it myself. I practice what I preach. Here's the compose mail section. And here's the viral effect. Sign up for free email from Hear and Play. Learn piano online at hearandplay.com. Free lessons, message boards, courses, and more. So I have 12,000 users that send out an average of 130,000 email messages a month. So my ad is being seen six-figure numbers every single month. And actually, let me show you a real example of this. So here's my inbox. We can go to folders. Notice these are all folders. I mean, it has rules. It's like a normal email. I can have rules from YouTube automatically go to this box. That's why so many are there automatically. Certain things. So it's a comparable email solution for them. They're not taking a downgrade to be loyal to you. They're getting regular email. Heck, I've used 940 megabytes. I'm almost running out of space. I use it so much. I can go to my inbox. You can see that you're going to see all my messages are red when it loads. It's such a big inbox. But notice, you know, and that's one of my big affiliates here. Let's see. I got some stuff from Mike. Was that Michael Ford? Okay. And here's all my other messages that I've already read. So since I've been doing this recording, I haven't been able to read those. But it's a real email box, and you can be the one to provide this service to your users. Now, how do you get them to use it primarily? Well, you have a programmer make you an opt-in box that only accepts email at hearandplay.com. For example, they can't put in, you know, peterpan@yahoo.com or peterpan@hotmail.com. They have to have a Hear and Play address to sign up for this particular opt-in box. And maybe this opt-in is like 60 free lessons. So get your free 7-day course, but you have to have a Hear and Play email address. So it forces them to take the first step to get whatever you provide. And usually the enticement has to be really good, like, you know, free ebook or something for free. But whenever they try to enter another email, an alert box will come up and say, no, 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 you have to have a Hear and Play address. Click the link below if you don't already have a Hear and Play email address. So that forces people to use your email. And then once the lessons arrive, that forces people to also use your email to read and then, you know, engage them, get them to reply, pass it on and things like that. And that's how you can build, you know, 130,000 free email messages going out every month on your behalf. And that's the epitome of viral marketing. Now, here's where you can get this service. There's one catch. If you just go to their website, it's not available. You can just make free email. They used to do this. When I got in, it was that way. You know, they've gotten so successful and they do so many boxes. You really have to call them and tell them your situation, because you'll see they have a lot of paid stuff here where, like, you can pay to have this service, but they have a free version. If you can convince them that you already have a mailing list and you have a great community project you're doing. So it takes a little bit of relationship. I go with a guy named Joe Yabera. I don't know if he's still with the company. I haven't talked to him in a while. But, you know, get in touch with them and see what you can do here. Worst case scenario, look at some of their paid options, too, because it could be a wonderful opportunity for your website users to pass on your site. And you can also get demographics from them, demographic reports. You can put ads in the email and get paid when they click on the ads. You can put your own affiliate ads in there. So there's a lot of additional ways to take advantage of this service as well. So that's everyone.net. In closing, I want to recap what I've showed you in this training. It's been a good 3 hours of a lot of stuff. I talk very fast because I don't want it to be 4, 5, 6 hours you sitting here. I want to make sure if you're going to be sitting here for 3 hours, you're going to get your money's worth. So to recap, we talked about Web 2.0, Tim O'Reilly's definition, it being a second generation. We talked about folksonomies and all the things considered to be Web 2.0. We looked at some of the Web 1.0 sites and we compared against their Web 2.0 equivalents. We went on to talk about social bookmarking. I took you through the whole process, why it's important, why it's going to be the next huge thing for users, because it allows the flexibility of creating bookmarks away from your physical computer. And it gets you out there sharing your bookmarks. You're learning from other people. I talked about its importance and how it could someday take over search engines or be one of the primary sources to look for information, because people drive it, people build it, and people vote. And people basically say this site is more valuable than that site. And they describe it using their own language, not algorithms, not bots. It's made for and driven by the people. We talked about social news sites like dig.com, how you can submit your articles and any kind of newsworthy stories, and how people can dig them, or they can dig means I like it, or they can bury it, they don't like it. Delicious.com, Furl, all those are examples. We talked about video traffic, several strategies for YouTube, from converting your MP3s into videos, all the way from using your user-generated content, of course, with their permission, to doing screen demos and tours of your site with some nice music in the background. Then we talked about podcasting, how if you don't have MP3s or audios, how you can convert audio or text to audio rather, how you can then get that in all the different podcast directories that exist out there, how you can get that on iTunes as well. So when people are searching in their own iTunes applications, the millions of people, you can appear in their directory. Link back to your site, of course. We talked about Google Base, how you don't even have to have a website, how you can just submit content to this place, recipes, products, all reviews, cars, anything. Google's blog ping service, how, you know, you can submit your blog and it'll keep up with you and index it right away. Press releases, PR web, and, you know, we talked briefly how to follow the right formula, make sure you have the formula before you submit, and the power of press releases and getting that offline exposure, and even some of the online news services that'll pick you up if your story is newsworthy, and generally writing a popular story of that time can help. Widget creation, providing some kind of tool or widget or device that people will want and submitting them to all the widget directories, albeit Google, Yahoo, some of the other ones out there. And not only, you know, providing something of value, but then, you know, having your link on it gives you exposure and draws these people back to your site to either get the widget on their own or just to check out what you're all about. Co-registration. We talked about how you can put a form on your site and somebody else can put a form on their site. Or if you already guys have forms, they can add checkboxes. You can add theirs. They can add yours. And you guys can send each other leads. Of course, you put this in your privacy policy, and it's right there. They're opting into it, okay? And generally, if you keep it checked, 80% will keep it checked. Only 20% will uncheck it. If you don't have the checkbox checked, generally 20% will check it. So 20% will do something. 20% will uncheck if you already have it checked. 20% will check if you don't have it checked. So you know, when I'm doing my own offers for co-reg, I'll keep it unchecked because, you know, obviously, I want more people to come to me than me send away, right? But if I'm doing like my own newsletter or getting them to opt into some other things that are a part of my site, I'll keep them checked, because generally only 20% will uncheck, which means 80% will stay on. So that's co-registration. We talked about toolbar marketing. Now you can create toolbars, get your visitors to download them, and then you're in front of them every minute of the day that they're online. You can rotate advertisements. You can update them, different links to different aspects of your site. We talked about article marketing and how you don't have to be the one to create the content, but if you can, that's probably the most powerful way, because it's coming straight from you. It's probably the highest of quality. You can get PLR, private label rights to various content. You can use programs to randomize it, change words, or you can get somebody to do all this for you on Rent-A-Coder. We logged into my Rent-A-Coder account. I showed you how over 2 years ago I got somebody to write over 30 articles for $200. And how I can use those in my site, how I can submit those to article databases. I gave you a list of article databases, in fact, that you can submit to. Form marketing, I gave you some ideas on how to market in forms, and I even gave you the nitty-gritty on how I got started. I went to 200-300 forms a week, posted in there one after the other, straight off my favorite places. I was a little more blatant than I would be these days, but you know what? It got me $500 to $700 a month in sales. Now, we wouldn't be able to live off of that these days, but it got me started. And the more you do and the more you get people to actually engage with people and create friendships and actually answer questions on these forums, if they're knowledgeable, the more traffic you can drive. We talked about classified ads, usfreeads.com, how they're powered by Google. Google loves them. And some of the other ones, classifiedads.com, Craigslist.com, and how you can pay people to put your classified ads. I even showed you how, you know, there were affiliate ads popping up there, and these are people that I pay, and you know, they post there. Wikis, how you can take advantage of user collaborative spaces like Wikipedia, if you will, where people create the content, manage, take away, you know, collaborate with each other, and how you can get people to add you into these spaces without really blatantly advertising, or you can be the one to do it on your own and appear as like an outsider, just placing it as just a good resource to add to that particular entry in Wikipedia or whatnot. Those are routes to take. We talked about solo ad blasting with a twist, you know, how to start off by advertising in people's email lists, but then getting them to become an affiliate by doing your homework and setting it up properly from the beginning so you can show them that the proof is in the pudding. Targeted banner advertising. I took you to one of my, well, used to be competitors, but they don't really sell anything, but number one on Yahoo, and how I'm paying $1,000 to be on their site for 6 months on three different pages, and I'm getting, you know, tons of clicks and sales every month to make this advertising pay for itself. What do you think I'm going to do the next step? I'm going to get them as an affiliate, but right now their deal is just too good. Okay, but I can come back November when that expires and I have a decision to make. That's targeted banner advertising. We talked about giving away downloads, how you can take content, PDFs, if you have software, great, but just pages of your site and zip them up into this EXE file, and how people can put that in their start menu. They install it like any other program, but now it's in front of them. You're an icon to them, right? They click, they access your site, they buy, and then the big part is that because it's an official download, it's an executable file, there's thousands of directories like downloads.com. You know, we talked about that. And that doesn't Next, we talked about promotional items, cafe press, and how you can do word of mouth. People like you, know you, and trust you anyway. Might as well offer them this option, and only takes about 30 to 40 minutes to set up. HearandPlaceStore.com is a perfect example. I gave you the nitty-gritty on pay-per-click search engines and how you should at least be appearing, even if you can't afford the 50-cent words. If you can only afford the 10-cent words, well, you only pay when they click anyway, so if this not is not going to be your primary source of traffic, you might as well be there. So if you're only getting 1,000 clicks, fine. Well, you pay $100. You might as well be there. It doesn't hurt. Google print ads. I showed you one of my case studies, and I showed you my ad in a real paper in Atlanta and how you can benefit from that. Google radio ads and how Google actually allows you to track phone numbers. So when people do call, you can see how many are calling from this ad versus that ad. Contests, we talked about incentive-based contests, like 100,000 member contests or 10,000 member contests, or invite a friend, or a free iPhone raffle for the person who invites the most friends, or a raffle, you get 10 tickets in a raffle per every friend you invite. So the more, you know, the higher chances of winning. And lastly, we talked about giving away free email and the viral effect that it provides when you're able to put your one sentence, two sentence ad at the bottom of all these emails, and how to get people to really use it by restricting who can sign up for certain, you know, premium courses that you offer. So all of these things are traffic sources, and all of them are low cost or no cost options. You're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. I mean, if each of these just make you $30 a day, you can be making $20,000 to $30,000 a month. If each of these make you is my math right on here? Or is it 100? Yeah, $30, I don't know. Yeah, $3,000 a month, something like that. I mean, if you can just use these to just drive, you know, if each of these can drive, and some will do more than others. But my idea for this, week number 3, was to just give you a good idea of all the strategies that I'm using and leaving nothing on the table. Now, in my teleseminar, we'll cover questions and things. I know this is a lot of information, and feel free to email me. But there you have it, how to drive traffic both virally, how to use Web 2.0, peer-to-peer, and I'll see you next week. Jermaine Griggs, Sticky Marketer, NittyGrittyMarketing.com, signing off.